Yo, 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 what's up, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your resident self-care guru, back with another episode of Self-Care RX, where we spill the tea on daily rituals that actually work. Let's be real, life is stressful AF right now, between crippling student loans, sky-high rent, and the constant pressure to be, won't you? I mean, have you even seen your FYP lately? It's like everyone else is living their best lives while we're drowning in existential dread. But don't sweat it, fam, because I'm here to drop some seriously effective self-care hacks that'll help you chill out and reclaim your sanity. Think of this as your daily dose of mental vitamins straight from the source. First up, let's talk about stress reduction. Stress is like that frenemy who shows up uninvited and stays way too long. It messes with your sleep, your focus, and basically every aspect of your existence. But listen, we can fight back. One of my favorite stress-busting activities is movement, but not just any movement, fam. We're talking about something that gets you moving, feeling good, and actually enjoying yourself. Think dancing like nobody's watching because let's be honest, they probably aren't, hitting the park for a bike ride with your squad, or even just doing some crazy stretches in your room while blasting your favorite playlist. It doesn't have to be intense, just something that gets your blood pumping and releases those feel-good endorphins. Trust me, it's like pressing the reset button on your whole vibe. Next up, we need to talk about anxiety. Anxiety is a real pain in the, well, you know. It feels like that constant knot in your stomach, the racing thoughts, the overwhelming sense of dread. It can make even the simplest tasks feel impossible. But here's the thing. Anxiety doesn't have to control you. One of my secret weapons against anxiety is mindfulness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness sounds like a chore, Riley. But hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about sitting in silence for hours on end chanting weird things. It's simply about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. There are tons of apps that can help you get started with guided meditations, or you can just try taking a few deep breaths whenever you feel those anxious vibes creeping in. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental chaos and giving yourself a moment to breathe. Speaking of breathing, let's talk about sleep. Sleep is essential, guys. Like, seriously, it's not optional. When you're sleep deprived, everything feels harder, you're more irritable, and your brain basically shuts down. It's like trying to run a marathon on fumes, you'll just crash and burn. So how do we prioritize sleep? First off, ditch the screens at least an hour before bed. The blue light from those phones and laptops messes with your melatonin production, which is a hormone that regulates your sleep cycle. Then create a relaxing bedtime routine. Take a warm bath, read a book not on your phone, or listen to some calming music. And finally, let's talk about self-compassion. We are so hard on ourselves, especially in this age of constant comparison and pressure to be perfect. But guess what? Perfection is overrated. It's okay to have bad days, to make mistakes, to not always be on. Practice being kind to yourself, just like you would be to your best friend. Talk yourself up, celebrate your wins, even the small ones. And remember that you are worthy of love and happiness, even when things get tough. Okay, let's talk real life for a sec. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like you're constantly running on empty and about to explode? Raise your hand if you've ever had one of those "I just need 5 minutes alone in a dark room" moments. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Even when life feels like it's throwing everything at you, there are still small things you can do to create pockets of calm and recharge your batteries. Take a quick 10-minute walk outside, listen to a song that makes you feel good, or just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. These little moments of self-care can make a world of difference in how you handle the stress. So remember, Gen Z, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. You deserve to feel good, to be present, and to enjoy this ride called life. Now go out there and slay the day, but don't forget to take a moment for yourself along the way. And hey, if you want to share your favorite self-care tips or vent about the chaos of being Gen Z, hit me up on Insta or TikTok. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with all your squad. You know the drill. Let's get real, let's get healthy, and let's get this self-care revolution rolling.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.